The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is. Hot, hot, hot today. Yes. And we have in the studio with us, she's kind of hot, you know? It's all right. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is here with us from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Woo, it's going to be hot today, they're saying.
It is hot.
Hydrate yes. today. Carry a yes. bottle of water with you all day or yes. a tumbler of water, whatever you need to do to stay hydrated. And since acupuncture and wellness is about health, have you got any tips for us? And are y'all busy? Tell me what's
yes.
happening with you this,
this
month.
Thank you for having me. Yes, we are definitely have been busy. I don't know if people are wanting to get out of the heat.
We have air conditioning.
We have air conditioning.
That could be it.
And another thing is like sometimes this heat can exacerbate certain issues that mm-hmm. people have been having. Either, you know, we don't equate the weather a lot of times to what might be getting worse. Like maybe our pain is getting worse or peripheral neuropathy is getting worse.
Does the heat affect that? I mean, that may be a dumb question,
yes.
but.
No. Well, it can affect our different way, like how we go throughout our day, right? Mm-hmm. So if we have a certain way to get through the day, you know, if we have back pain or bursitis or, you know, any type of pain, we're used to either, okay, getting up at a certain hour or doing this or, you know, we have certain tasks that we do. But when it's hot outside, you're not going to be moving as much. You get dehydrated. When you get dehydrated, it doesn't hydrate the tissues and it can cause more inflammation. So it is a factor. You mm-hmm. know, you may already have certain things going on in the body or dysfunction in the body, but when you aren't staying hydrated or you can't do your regular movements or anything like that because you can't get outside or whatever, it can exacerbate certain conditions, definitely. Even autoimmune or, you know, menopause or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
I was thinking about this weekend, I was getting in and out of my car because I have the air conditioning on, but the extreme changes
yes.
from
yes.
70 degrees to 98 degrees, it's 20 degrees difference
yep.
going in and out of your front
yep.
door.
Yeah, when I was RN in the hospitals, we saw a lot more pneumonia during mm-hmm. the summertime and because of the extreme heat.
Really?
Because you have the air conditioning going more, you know, heavily mm-hmm. and then you're going from extreme heat to extreme cold, and that is hard on the body. You know, the body, we're used to just kind of easing in and adjusting slowly and everything, but those extreme things can exacerbate things. And I know we were talking a little bit about long haulers, you know, COVID.
Right. That's been in the news lately too, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And so, I've been treating that for actually the last couple of years. There's certain symptoms that just hang on, whether it be the brain fog, the fatigue, a cough, either productive cough or non-productive cough, or even digestive issues. We've had patients that have come in and they're like, I got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I got over it, but I'm still having this digestive issue.
That's interesting. I've not heard that. I think of it as more respiratory.
Right.
The brain
right.
fog I've heard about and the fatigue, but
right.
I've not heard about digestive issues.
Digestive issues, neurological issues, even, you know, increase in pain or numbness, tingling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's certain limbs, like the fingers or the toes and everything that, okay, this wasn't here before,
mm-hmm.
but we're starting to see it a little bit more. And whether that has to do, you know, with the long haulers COVID or not, it's just more noticeable. I don't want to say, you know, cause and effect, but
right.
but it is.
But it may be a factor.
Yes.
It's a factor.
It's definitely something we're seeing a lot more often. And a lot of patients are told, okay, just you have to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with something like this, whether it be digestive or the numbness, tingling, burning in the feet or the hands, it is definitely treatable from our medicine.
Yeah. So how can acupuncture help that? How, if someone came in and they were complaining about those issues specifically, how can you help? Or what would be the process?
Yeah. So first, we want to have you come in for a consultation. Mm-hmm. I always like to talk to my patients to find, okay, if they've gone everywhere else, if they've tried, medicines, the doctors, surgery, injections, physical therapy, chiropractor, I want to know like everything that you've tried and what has worked, what has not worked, what is not sustained. So then we want to talk about how many treatments that you would need, because we're not just kind of a one-stop shop. You know, mm-hmm. You can't just come in one or two times.
Custom design for each person.
Exactly. So you want it to be, we want to come in and I want to really find out the root of the problem. You know, we're not just trying to put a Band-Aid on it. We want people to stay better. So they come in and I tell them, I want to see you a lot in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to know each other well. But then in the long run, I want you to go out there and live your life. So during that consultation, we'll kind of get down to the nitty gritty, you know, figure out what's going on. And then I'll develop a plan. And that plan may be seeing you two times a week, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, for a few weeks. But we have to make a consistent change in the body and allow it to heal, not just, okay, here's a med, we'll see you in 6 months.
Right, good
or
luck.
Or let's get you scheduled for an EGD mm-hmm. and, you know, that's 6 months out or whatever. So it's a consistent checking in and accountability and treatment.
Well, I think one of the things that for those that are just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And one of the things that I find interesting about you and your practice is that you also have a background in Western medicine as a registered nurse.
Yes.
And that, I think, makes a difference because you can incorporate, say, what you understand the medicines or medications that someone may be on currently.
Yes.
That might be affecting them physically.
Yeah.
You have some insight, perhaps,
definitely.
Having the best of both worlds.
Yes, because then we can go over, you know, and then there's the nurse side of me mm-hmm. that, you know, kicks in. We can go over, okay, what are these medications and, you know, what are they used for? Because sometimes people don't even know the medications that they're on, right?
Well, and there's side effects.
Yes, or the side effects. And so is it actually the medication that's causing the side effect or is it the root problem that's mm-hmm. causing this symptom? So we want to know so we can distinguish between, okay, is it the medication? Is it the actual physiology of the body that's going on? So we sit down with that. And then it gives me, I think, a more holistic perspective mm-hmm. is that I kind of know what you've been through because I was, you know, working in the hospitals for 16 years. And so I know what the doctors will say typically or, you know, what the next step will be, you know, or where we need to go from there, okay? Mm-hmm. Or if you need to go back to your doctor, maybe I can't help you. You know, there's certain instances where I'm up front and I say, listen, this is something that's going to be real difficult to treat. We may either get 20 or 30% improvement. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's okay with the patients, like I've tried everything else, then that's fine. But many things, you know, that people come in for, whether it be chronic pain, migraines, autoimmune issues, we can get a significant change, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80% better. But it does give me a perspective coming from the Western world, you know, okay, what are we going to, what do we expect mm-hmm. from this treatment?
Yeah. Okay. So talk a bit about, for folks that maybe are just tuned in or they've never really heard you speak before, because you used to be on Fridays.
Yes.
And so it's nice to have you on Mondays.
Thank you.
It's a new change in our schedule.
Yeah.
And so can you talk about acupuncture? So, okay, you're going to treat me with acupuncture. What does that mean?
Right.
So the needles, what do they do? So if I have, let's say, lower back pain, so there's probably a procedure or a way
right.
that you different
yeah.
things that you do. Can you talk about the specifics and how it works with
yeah.
the energy? We've talked about it a little
yes.
bit before.
Yeah.
But
So a lot of people ask too, do you have something like medicine on the tip of the needle?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, how does this work exactly?
And no, it's, you know, so acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine is about a 3,000-year-old medicine. So it has definitely developed and evolved over time. And there are more studies and research with it. But so the needles are placed in a specific area, just depending on what I call it, a prescription and protocol that we talk about in the consult. So when you're telling me the different symptoms and everything that's going on in the consult, I'm also developing a plan that, okay, we place the needles in specific areas in order for there to be increased blood flow to release different neurotransmitters like endorphins that are natural painkillers in the body. And so when we increase blood flow and we support the different structures with the needles, it allows the body to heal, because your body is constantly trying to heal. Like, you get a cut, unless you introduce it to, you know, germs.
An infection of some kind.
Yeah, then it's not going to heal. But otherwise, your body is constantly healing. It's constantly trying to get into homeostasis and balance. You know, we're constantly fighting off bacteria and viruses and everything. But when your body doesn't have that foundation of a good soil, you know, and it's under a lot of stress all the time because you are in pain or you can't do your daily life activities, then it's not a good foundation for it to heal. So it's going to constantly do what it knows, and that's be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to release a lot of that kind of stagnant energy and inflammation, and that's what the needles help do. So we leave the needles in for about 25, 30 minutes. And then after that, take them out. A lot of times people are very relaxed because it helps with the neurological system. And it gets you out of that fight or flight mode. Because a lot of people don't realize, okay, you've constantly been dealing with chronic stress or a chronic issue, anything.
Gosh, especially today.
Yeah, it's so stressful.
Stress. Yeah. And when we start living with it, we don't even realize we're in stress mode
24/7. And we store it in our body. And I think we've been really become disconnected from that. Like, so all this stress has been stored in our body, and it can produce pain. It can produce digestive issues and numbness and tingling and stuff like that. So we look at it in a different way. So after we remove the needles, there's no downtime or changes in medications or anything unless you and your physician talk about that. But it's, you know, you just kind of go along your day.
Okay. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you've got a question about acupuncture, maybe you've got an ache or a pain and you're wondering, would acupuncture help? Text it in at 850-437-1620. And one of the things about your clinic that I like also, because I have gone to your website and seen some other things, you also have other things that you supplement that you do in addition to the acupuncture treatments. Talk a bit about that too.
Yeah. So we are trying to get you better as fast as we can. So we also can layer on some other modalities that we do. So we have an O3 regenerative therapy that we use a lot with long haulers COVID.
So what is that?
So that is a form of ozone that is an antibacterial, antiviral. It helps with inflammation. And so depending on what you're coming in for, whether it be migraines or allergies, we'll use it like a nasal cannula. And it's also done while we're doing the acupuncture as well. So we layer on these different therapies to enhance the treatments. And then we also have an ATP bioresonance therapy, which is a microcurrent that helps to strengthen certain cells in the body. Depending, again, it's a programmed specific for your body. And
is it attached, like attachments?
Yep. So it's kind of like a TENS unit. It looks like a TENS unit, but it's a real low-level microcurrent that helps the body heal a lot faster.
All of this is fascinating to me because I know very little about it.
Yeah.
I have experienced it before, and it was helpful to me at the time because I was having some neck issues.
Yes.
And it helped tremendously. That's what I remember about it. But I haven't been back in here, so I've got to get in to see you because I still have some aches and pains.
Yeah, I know. They always pop up. I got like whack-a-mole. Like, okay, we fixed something.
Right.
Now we got to fix this thing, you know?
That's
and
right.
It's all tied together. That's what I tell my patients. They're like, well, we fixed this, but now this has come up. And usually I say it's the part that's screaming loudest that
that's
we
right.
notice. Like, there might have been dysfunction in the other part of the body.
I just didn't
but
know.
Sometimes when we pull back that layer, we fix that. Then we find another thing. Mm-hmm. So, and that might have been the root of the problem in the beginning anyway. So, yeah.
Well, we just got a question on the Pep Talk hotline, text mm-hmm. line here. Do you take insurance? And if not, do you have payment plans? And,
yes.
and what is the cost of generally?
Yeah. So typically, insurance, we are out of network with most insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to check your plan. And then you can also come in to see me for the consultation. And the consultations are free for the rest of the summer until after
great.
Labor Day.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. So there's you know no risk in coming in and talking to me about what's going on and what the plan would be. Then we can answer more specifically, okay, is this insurance plan going to cover it? And a lot of times our patients pay out of pocket. And then there's some patients that get reimbursed. We mm-hmm. provide notes or super bills or anything that they need to provide to their insurance company. About the treatment plans or the payment plans, yes, we will go over that with you also with a consultation. Because sometimes I am seeing patients for 2, 3, 4, 5 months, depending, mm-hmm. on the condition. So it can cost, $1,000 to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, just depending on how far into treatment, you want to get. So when you come in, I'll always recommend, okay, this is what we need to do for the treatment plan from you to get to A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's just no surprises. And then we can ask about insurance and everything like that, too.
So you kind of figure
yep.
it out together.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's helpful.
Yep. And then if you want to continue with treatment, usually we can get you in that same day. If not, if you need to think about it or talk to your insurance company, then, there's that option, too.
Okay. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, 850-437-1620. I know you've got an ache or a pain you're wondering about. Text in. And I know she'll be happy to address it and let you know if possibly acupuncture could help. I find it fascinating that it works. And I also find it fascinating that it's been around for 3,000 years.
Yeah. I think we don't take into account, give our bodies enough credit
mm-hmm.
that it can heal when we take away certain layers, like the stress.
Right.
And it does take some time. I also tell people that in the consultation as well, that it does take time for the body to heal. You didn't get this way overnight. And so sometimes it can take, a few weeks, a couple of months,
We have gotten spoiled with the quick fix
yeah,
culture.
Yeah. And then sometimes
take a pill and fix it with the pill, but
right,
it doesn't,
and it doesn't last.
It really
right?
doesn't necessarily fix it. It may mask the symptoms for a while,
right,
but you're
right.
still not getting to the root of the problem.
Right. I like to say the check engine light is on and sometimes maybe we all have been there, maybe not, maybe it's just me, we like to just cover it up. It's mm-hmm. like, the car's still running fine, it's not broken down at the side of the road, but then mm-hmm. there's only so much stress, depending on how you look at it, how you look at stress that the body can handle, and then you're at the side of the road,
right?
On Interstate 10, halfway to Tallahassee, and you're like, everybody's just zooming by you, and mm-hmm. you're just like, shoot, I should have really addressed that engine
right,
light.
Right. That's right. So check your engine lights.
Check your engine light. If it's on, address it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's hard. I think sometimes for me, massage, acupuncture, those kinds of things, to me, seem to be treats, like
right,
extra
they're a luxury.
Extra thing. They're a luxury,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
But when you think about it, with acupuncture specifically,
yep.
and even massage as well, that's critical for your
yep.
health.
It's an investment, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of us don't invest in ourselves. We invest in houses or cars or phones and this and that. But if you don't have your health, what do you have?
Right.
And that's the most important thing I think that we try and get across is that. Put your oxygen mask on first, because a lot of people are caregivers
mm-hmm.
or they have this and they have this and they cannot see beyond, their life right now to make time to invest in themselves. But I tell them, unfortunately, if you keep on going the way you do or you keep on doing the same things, your body is going to make you make that decision. Mm-hmm. And it's hard until it just happens. And then you're like, shoot, I should have, right. Mm-hmm. done that. But, you know, we all learn in different ways. So.
Yeah. Okay. That's, so are there any age restrictions on the young end or the older end?
Mm-mm. No. I have had treated babies before.
You have? Either,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Whether it be for, again, digestive issues, mm-hmm. colic, and then we have a patient that is 104 years old.
You were telling me about him. 104?
104. He started seeing us when he was 103.
Wow. But, yeah.
So now he just comes in. You know, he did see me quite frequently in the beginning because he wanted to continue to be, he walks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a cane or a walker, and he wanted to keep that going. So now we just see him, you know, maybe once a month or once every 2 months just for maintenance. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's still
that's amazing. That, yep. If that's not a testimonial, I don't know what is.
Right, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's incredible. So we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Givens with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions. We'd love to answer them. We've got a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to touch on this summer or how we've talked in the beginning a little bit about the heat's affecting things? Anything we haven't talked about yet?
Well, the heat, you know, I could just want everybody to know that it can affect and, you know, can make some things a little bit worse. But mm-hmm. yeah, again, water, and there's different ways that we can help with that, especially with people that do overheat, or whose conditions are getting worse in the summertime. And then we have people that come in that are like, they like the heat, they want to get outdoors, but they just feel worse because they're stuck inside with the air conditioning. So, you know, we help people get back to living life, and that's our most important goal, you know, is to, we want to see you a lot in the beginning, you mm-hmm. know, we want to make that change in the body, but I don't want to see you, you know, far down the line. I want to see you out in public at the beach or playing pickleball or, you know, all the activities you want to see, mm-hmm. you know, want to do. So we live in such a beautiful area that we don't want you stuck inside and being miserable.
Right. Now, do you have supplements available as well? Things like that? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
Within the treatment plan that we do, that's all included. So again, the supplements and herbal formulas are specific to the person, mm-hmm. And the condition that they come in for.
Right.
And a lot of times, so we start off with one herbal supplement. Okay. That's, you know, we've gotten rid of a symptom, and then we may move to another one. So that is all included with the treatment plan. Usually I don't prescribe any herbal supplements or anything unless they are a patient of mine and I can monitor it. Mm-hmm. Again, I am not a type of doctor that says, here, try this medication.
Right.
We'll see you in 6 months.
Well, they can be tricky. You've got to know what you're doing with them.
Yeah, because anything
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, because anything that you is new to mm-hmm. the body, mm-hmm. it might react to.
Yes.
So I want to be able to see you consistently, especially in the beginning. So we can change and adapt treatments or herbal supplements or even some lifestyle changes. Just, you know, one or two things we might, mm-hmm. you know, you might need to adjust on the outside. So, yeah. So we do include that usually within the treatment plan.
Okay, that's great to know. So it's not extra for that.
No. Okay. Anything that you come in for, granted, acupuncture is the foundation, mm-hmm. but we do layer on other treatments during that treatment plan.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we don't nickel and dime you.
Okay. So typically how much is a treatment?
So treatment, we do treatment plans.
Okay.
Unless if it's an acute injury that mm-hmm. we can see you for maybe one or two or three times, then it's typically between $100 and $150.
Okay.
And then after that, if it's in a treatment plan, I try and develop it so it is affordable. And again, we try and do the payment plans. So it works the best you can with you.
Okay. Yeah. So you said earlier that you do free consultations.
Yes.
And
yes.
That where are you located? So kind of give us some landmarks where we could find you and your hours and all that good stuff.
We are at 6706 North 9th Avenue. We're suite E2 and we're just north on the same side of the street as Sunny's, Creighton and North 9th Avenue. And then our phone number is 850 530-1028. And you can also look up more information at awpensacola.com.
That's your website.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of information. And again, you can, you know, book the consultation online if you want to do that, or you can call us and one of my assistants will get you set up.
Okay. And now, do you do walk-ins?
Typically, no, because
okay,
actually,
that's good to know.
We've been pretty busy.
That's what you were saying.
If you do want to walk in and ask some questions, then we can do that and get you set up for the consultation.
Okay.
But no walk-ins quite yet.
Okay.
We're busy.
So what are your hours?
And we are Monday by appointments and then Tuesday through Friday, and we open at 9.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. That website again?
It's awpensacola.com.